Take it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note, fall in love.
You guys taking selfies over there?
Yes.
You're taking selfies. It's gonna play the whole song. That's how this show works. That's how sarcastic
music
works.
Heavy.
It's very music heavy. My name, welcome to Sarcastic News Live, folks. My name is Justin Cross, and we are coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's Toy District. Like I said, we're joining you live right here in the heart of LA's Adult Toy District, folks. And it is gonna be a good show tonight. We have there we go. Fake laughing. My guest tonight, folks, our guest here on Sarcastic News Live, engineering director for multiple online websites, as well as a leading technology critic, Michael Clifford, will be with us to discuss the healthcare.gov website. That's right. Hold on. Let me see if I have a good sound clip. Let me do a... Yeah.
Mm.
That's what...
I like that one.
Yeah. He's pretty sexy. So, and joining me in studio, the Sarcastic News Crack Squad. Right across the street from me, sitting right here, as always, Jake the Snake Cranny, everybody.
I'm just so glad to be here, Justin. I can't tell you. I think, you know, this feels like they got a good energy in the rat cage tonight. Yeah. I feel like...
This is going to be our top what show, would you say?
Probably top 200.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It's going to be one of the top 200 that we've ever done.
So, Kat, we've only had 50 shows, so he's leaving room for space there.
If I go out on a limb, it's going to be a sturdy one. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Very feminine voice is, my name is Justin Cross. That very feminine voice, to my left and right across the street, Kathleen, don't call me Boo Radley. Wait, can I call you that?
Yeah.
You looked at me. Oh, Kat.
Kat, that's cool. Yeah, I'm so glad. Sorry.
No, it's just not my name,
Justin.
He's
actually never met me before. We just met outside.
Well, you went like old passive aggressive there. You're like,
it's just jarring to be called that in this context. Never mind.
Jarring?
Jarring.
How is it jarring?
It's because I'm just not used to being called that.
It's going to get real personal.
We're going to argue for a good 10 minutes to start
this
it off.
This is going
to
be great.
Kat is a writer. She's a stand-up comedian.
Yep.
She's a feminist. I just made that up. She is also a graduate of the University of I Don't Give a Fuck.
Oh. Kat Rebel. He meant to say Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. Home of who?
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh.
TJ.
I thought you were going to say Dave Matthews.
No, that's just what douchebags like you want me to say.
Wow.
We're off to a good start.
It's going to get real. No, that's fine. We got a good show for you, folks. I told her to fake laugh. So our top story tonight on the Sarcastic News Rundown, and I got music for that.
Hey, Derek. Spreckens the dick.
With an estimated.
My favorite.
That's our intro music. One more time right here on the Sarcastic News Rundown.
Hey, Derek. Spreckens the dick.
With an estimated 1 in 5 Americans not able to purchase health care from the new healthcare.gov website, President Barack Obama has seen his approval rating slump to a sour 38%, a number that George W. Bush used to call awesome. Actually, he'd say awesome. But of course, now, if Obama is concerned about his numbers, all he needs to do is just look down the street, Pennsylvania. Look down Pennsylvania Avenue to Congress, which has an astounding approval rating of, that's right, 9%. 9%, folks. Congress has an approval rating of 9%. Just to put that in context, a greater percentage of dentists recommend eating raw lemons and sugar cane. More people actually listen to Sarcastic News Live than approve of Congress.
It's probably true.
Not the same people, though. I just want to make that clear. 9%, though. How do you get elected? How do these same people who are so disapproved of by the American people get elected? I know why. There's a man that votes for them, named first name Jerry, last name
Springer,
probably Mander. That's right, Jerry Mander. you guys see what I did there? And in entertainment news, I don't know if you caught this. Adam Levine was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Hold on, yeah. Now, with that said, I like how I'm my own sound guy, though. There's always like a half second pause, and I have to go, And Sexiest Man Alive, Adam Levine.
Is that clip from an episode of Full House?
DJ just walked into the room.
Uncle Jesse's like doing something in his underpants.
It got stolen from our own Uncle Jesse, Jake the St. Cranny. I thought you were going to win it this time. But with that said, the women who are absurdly bored at the airport or sitting in a chair at a nail salon, otherwise known as the only people who read People magazine, have been divided over the selection. Some think that Levine is truly the sexiest man on a planet consisting of approximately 3.6 billion males. Others are disagreeing, though, with the choice going as far as calling Levine, quote, Travis Barker with a hybrid strain of gonorrhea and genital warts. Now, the Voice star who once referred to wanting his show to have, quote, a mass of sexuality and crying is now doing that to people while they stand in line at the grocery store, or at least in the reception of a dentist's office. That joke would have worked better if I didn't pause somewhere in the middle. But whatever. And in history this week, both the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and the death of John F. Kennedy will be remembered this week. Although they occupied the White House with a century apart, both men sought to use federal power to impose change in conservative states. Beyond policy, though, other similarities include President Lincoln having a secretary with the last name of Kennedy, while Kennedy had a secretary with the last name of Lincoln. Both were succeeded by men named Johnson. And while researching the two former presidents, I found out that there are a litany of terrible jokes on the internet about them getting their brains blown out, guys. Terrible jokes. But just in case you're wondering, both men can be found in present day at the National Brain Matter Museum located somewhere in the middle of the South. I thought that was going to go better, but Jake just stared right across. You just stared stone cold at me. Like, smile, something.
I apologize.
You made that worse. I'm stumbling over my words a little bit there. I'm trying to get through it.
It just sounded like a real museum.
The National Brain Matter Museum?
Yeah. It just took me like a second. I was going through something.
I went too fast there. Do I need to slow it down? I'll slow it down.
If you've got horses, I suggest holding them.
And in business news, the Justice Department announced that J.P. Morgan Chase is going to pay a record $13 billion, folks, $13 billion to consumers and investors who were affected by troubled mortgage loans. A majority of the $13 billion will be tax deductible, while the small remainder not tax deductible will serve as hush money and a buffer during the ensuing financial meltdown of 2018. Thanks, Jake.
Adam Levine just walked in.
No, it was Uncle Joey.
Spreckensy Dick. Eric. Spreckensy Dick.
All right. And with a... Right, it's my last one, guys. All right. I need a little more out of you.
Come on.
Cheer me on. Wow. I got a guy who's literally having a staring contest with me. And then she's like the girl in the back of the class just like throwing spitballs at me. Like, come on, you got another one? You got another one, huh, asshole? All right. Here we go, though, with the federal infrastructure. This is about the Philippines. With the federal infrastructure that crumbled in the wake of a major typhoon a couple weeks ago, young survivors in the Philippines are now finding ways to play and have fun. Activities include children swinging on swings in devastated areas and kids playing basketball amongst the rubble of torn down houses. Now, while China has been criticized for rather meager aid to the victims, they are making donations to every child that include dental floss, some pogs, and a get well soon card with $5 in it. Or should I say, 30.46 yen. That's our sarcastic news rundown, guys. Woo! I think that was pretty phenomenal. We have a great show coming up for you tonight, though. We don't just cover the rundown of the news here. We do it all. We have our Ring of Fire coming up. We've got some good clips that we're gonna show from this past week. I think word on the street, maybe something from the Toronto mayor, maybe some Cheney sisters. I may even introduce a Bill Belichick that's just catching fire right now on YouTube. We also have special guest calling in. He is a technical expert. A guy who likes to weigh in on critical matters and critical matters, I don't know, not brain matter, but he's going to be calling in to discuss the healthcare.org website.
Does he work at the Museum of Critical Matter?
He volunteers there on weekends. He will be with us. Michael Clifford will be in the house. or calling in at least. He'll be calling in from his own house. And then we also have a little fun game, Jake the Snake, which is going to be about
Abraham Lincoln and the Gettysburg Address.
All right.
So, super fun.
We got a big show coming, guys. I want callers, call in. Give me some more energy, because right now, these two folks right across from me are just, I am sweating profusely right now.
I think we're feeling pretty good.
It's because you're wearing like a wool blazer over there.
It's only 90 degrees in here, okay? Like, primordial life is growing beneath this shirt right now. That's how hot it is, okay? Feel free to call in 800-893-9562. You're listening to Sarcastic News Live, and we're going to be right back.
Who sleeps in less when you've got the sunrise? Wasting time watching infomercials live on Channel 9. Us and Billy Mays. Nowhere else to ride. Stealing blankets and sleeping in a pile. They made the sunrise for people like us, so we have an excuse as to why we're still home.
And we're back. Are we back? Okay. Oh yeah, now we're back. I like it. It's live internet radio right there at its finest. You're listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. Jake the Snake Cranny. Cat Radley.
Yeah.
She literally like just she almost like reached across the table here and stabbed me right in the gut when I called her Kathleen Radley.
So she did Cat stab Radley. You with her glare.
She did.
It's very
icy. Yeah. We have a great show for you, and tonight we are going to do a different format of our Ring of Fire. If you listen to the show often, which I know we have a lot of folks out there, Jim in Santa Fe Springs, Josh and Allison in Austin, Kara up in San Francisco, Matt's friend in Boston, I think he still listens.
Rusty in Tulsa,
Mike in Delaware. These are at some point we just make up names and cities and towns. But tonight, we're going to do it a little differently. Tonight, we are going to bring up some of the most interesting clips of the week, and we're going to talk about them, and each of us is going to bring up our own clip. So to start us off tonight, she's a stand-up comedian. She's a great person overall, a graduate of the University of Virgin IA, Kat Radley.
Thank you. Thank you. This clip, I saw it. I was at the gym watching the news while on the elliptical, and the two Cheney sisters, in case you don't know, Dick Cheney has two daughters.
Doesn't sound like a Virginia graduate at all. Sorry, go ahead.
Dick Cheney has two daughters. One of them is a lesbian, and she is married to a woman, and the other one is straight, and she's running for office in Wyoming, and her sister, Liz, just blatantly spoke out against gay marriage, knowing her sister is married to a woman.
Right.
And they still claim to love each other.
Do you think, just before we're going to play a clip here to set this up. Well, actually, let's go and play the clip. Yeah, you ready? Oh, we got to do the Ring of Fire music. We didn't do the Ring of Fire music. We're
jumping the gun.
I'm sorry. That was my fault. That was my fault. There we go. Now it's a show. Hold on.
Love.
Play this the whole time.
It's a burning thing.
That's good. Yeah, we can cut it. Cut it. Cut it. I just like to do this. Now, if you, Mindy, if you can cue up the Chaney sisters. Here we go. Here's the clip that Kat's referring to.
Having a lesbian sister hasn't stopped Liz Cheney from blasting same-sex marriage. In fact, the candidate for U.S. Senate in Wyoming, who has been accused of being a flip-flopper on the issue, had this to say on Fox News Sunday.
You talk about your position against same-sex marriage. Your sister, Mary, who is married to a woman, put out this post. She said, for the record, I love my sister, you, but she is dead wrong on the issue of marriage.
Yeah, and I love Mary very much. I love her family very much. This is just an issue on which we disagree.
I like Chris Wallace's
he's
voice.
Really, yeah, he's really turning into like a George Bush Sr. impersonator, like, he's talking about you. What are you going to do about it?
He was so stiff. Like, he just talks. He's very throaty. Now, as a, you know, somebody who's high-pitched, I'm jealous, but...
What do you think about this?
So, Kat, tell us, first of all, what was your take initially when you're on the, you know, you're on the elliptical?
Well, I just think it's so hilarious that Mary or Liz is like, oh, I still love you. I just think you're fucking wrong and, like, your family's fucked up. It sounds like, it just reminds me of like my 87-year-old Grammy always told me growing up that I could never marry a Japanese man because of World War II. And so she would like tell me, she'd be like, if you ever bring a Japanese guy to the house, I won't let him in. And I was just like, oh my God, Grammy, you're such an ignorant asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I'm just like, great. So Mary Cheney is like an 87-year-old racist grandma. But my Grammy was like, I'd still love you. I just wouldn't go to your wedding. But
I still would technically have to love you, but yeah. I just wouldn't like you or your decisions.
But do you guys feel like that's just kind of a, like that's something they're doing for political purpose and in front of cameras, but in real life?
I don't know, because unless she is behind the scenes telling her sister like, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm totally for you. Like, everything's great.
Yeah.
If she's not doing that, then she's just outrightly blatantly hurting her sister and her wife. That's just right. So hurtful.
Yeah, it could be very political, and I think that could be the cause of it. I mean, because Wyoming, you know, I would say maybe 25 out of their 30 residents are of that viewpoint that, you know, that's not a
good
thing.
Are you saying that in Iowa they only have 30 residents? Is that what you're...
Wyoming, yes.
Oh, Wyoming, whatever.
I mean, come on. Wyoming, really?
Let me ask you this, though. Because when I saw, either of you guys, I saw the clip and I just thought, wait, I didn't realize Lynn Cheney is Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is Lynn Cheney. Like, they look exactly alike.
They do.
They have, like, the same pantsuit get up. Like, they both look like the Kool-Aid guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know she...
Kool-Aid guy.
Like, all red. It's like a monochromatic.
I think it's the uniform if you want to run for office as a woman.
That's what you have to do.
That's why Sarah Palin didn't win.
Let me ask you this. If you were to run for office, would you go pantsuit? Skirt, you know, maybe Sunday dress. What would you go? How would you go?
Hooters tank top?
Probably a unitard.
Right.
Just a one piece. It would have a pantsuit painted on it.
What's the difference between a unitard and a leotard?
Unitard just covers your whole body. It goes like down to your ankles and it's stretchy down to your wrists.
So what you wear at night is technically a leotard, not a unitard.
That counts. Yeah.
What you're wearing right now is a leotard.
Okay. All right. Well, I would never ever want to see Lynn Cheney in a leotard, a unitard. I don't know. I wouldn't want any of that. Jake the Snake Criney. Now you have a clip though, right?
I've got a clip because this Toronto mayor is like basically if Chris Farley were to play a mayor on TV, like he's getting blackout drunk and then smoking crack, and then he denied it, and then now officially he has admitted that he's smoked crack and he's having to apologize, and obviously he's getting just railed. And
he is like a mix of Chris Farley with I don't know if you guys remember WCW. They had a wrestler named Big Van Vader, and he looks exactly like Big Van Vader. All right, now Mindy, I think we've got the clip that Jake's referring to of
he's admitting here
of the Toronto
that
mayor Rob Ford
smoked crack.
Toronto's
as
crack.
Acting mayor of Toronto.
Here we go.
Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine. But no Do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you
I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago.
He doesn't give a shit.
No, no.
So he admitted to one bad thing in the midst of doing another bad thing, like, yeah. Oh, it was during one of my drunken binges. Yeah. It's like, did you ever cheat on your wife? Yeah, I think it was when I fucked a kid. That was when I cheated on my wife.
The best was his quote. I'll try to pull it up here in a second, but he was at a school recently and he said something like, yeah, all this bullshit. And they're just like, they're like literally like 35 like small children around him.
This guy's amazing. I mean, he's amazing. But I mean, obviously, if you have someone in office that is smoking crack cocaine and getting blackout drunk.
Yeah.
To the point where he just refers to it as one of my drunken stupors.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you know, when I'm running around without my pants on, that's when it happens.
Well, my question, I mean, what do you think? Do you is now there's still people, there are more people who would vote for and who like Rob Ford than, from what I understand, who vote or who enjoy Congress. So there's yes. like a greater than 9%. You know, like
the question is, would you rather your representative smoke crack cocaine or be a lesbian?
Ooh, Wyoming, that's on you.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wyoming, decide.
I don't know. I would have a. It's funny though, because there was an interview the other night I saw where like they're interviewing the people who vote for Rob Ford, who think he's a good mayor, been a good mayor, and he's been fiscally responsible. Do you guys feel like, on a serious note, that him being, you know, having if he has a good record as a mayor, should that be affected by the fact that he smokes crack, gets drunk, curses, and most recently pushes women?
Well, I think it has to. It has to when you take on that mayor role of, like, you're basically the representative of your city and you're in charge of different departments. You have to act in a professional manner. But at the same time, we've seen politicians who are not necessarily smoking crack, but they're greedy and they're scamming people and they're very deceptive and they can still do their job effectively.
Yeah.
And if, you know, you're saying this Toronto mayor can do his job effectively, I mean, it's obviously he's not going to be able to keep his job. It's not, I don't endorse him keeping his job, but to a certain extent, like, if he still does the job well and does well for the city, you know.
What do you think?
Maybe the guy lights up a little bit.
I think if it doesn't affect his job, like, as somebody who's gone on their own drunken blackout stupors, I get up in the morning, I get my shit done, and everything's fine. Like,
she admits to like drunken blackout stupors, but she doesn't like to be called Kathleen.
It doesn't
like,
affect my day job.
Well, that's what you think. Yeah,
it's your own business.
Well, I have a clip of Coach Bill Belichick, but I'm not gonna bring it up right now, actually, because I want to come back to that, Mindy. So come back to that later in the show. I'll let you know when we want to cue that up. But we have a good guy coming in, Michael Clifford. He's a leading technology expert. He's going to talk a little bit about the healthcare.gov website. So before we get to the Belichick clip, I want to go to a quick break, and then we'll bring up Michael Clifford. So you guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live. Call in. Feel free to weigh in on Rob Ford, on Liz Cheney, or Lynn Cheney, or Liz. Liz, sorry.
Wow, you're just Hillary messing Clinton. Up names right and left tonight.
I got a lot to remember. Hey, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Started with you. 800-893-9562. Calling us Sarcastic News Live. We're going to go to break and we'll be right back. We're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm with Jake the Snake Craney, Kat Radley. This is, you know, this is going to be like a...
It's going to be a thing.
It's going to be a thing.
It's already
gonna
a thing.
It's going to be continued. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Tonight we have a great guest on Sarcastic News Live. He is a leading technology critic. He's a director of engineering for an online travel website. Michael Clifford, are you on the line?
Well, I'm.
How you doing, my man?
Excellent. How are you all?
Great.
Wow, that was... How are you all? How are you all doing today? Like, Professor Clifford is on the line. Professor, I have a question. I want to start off here. You have a lot of opinions, from what I understand, regarding the Obama administration's rollout of healthcare.gov. First of all, how functional do you think the site's going to be by November 30th? And that is the deadline that they've put out there, that saying that it should be fully functional or very close to it. Will they hit that deadline? Yes or no?
No, I don't think, like,
the yes or no.
Is loosely defined. The deadline is loosely defined. No, I don't think they'll hit it in the sense that it's going to be completed and ready to go. I think it'll be a work in progress. They'll probably launch it November 30th. It'll be vastly better than what it was launched with initially, but it's not going to be a complete, functional, done website.
From your experience, how easy and difficult, easy or difficult, I guess you say, is it to put a site like that together? I mean, what were some of the bigger challenges? Why did it get to the point where it's been a debacle to this point? Now it's, I mean, nobody can really disagree with guys like, what is it, Ron Paul, or no, Ron Paul's son.
Rand.
Rand Paul.
Rand,
you know?
Paul.
I mean, I hate agreeing with Rand Paul, but I have to on this, right? It's been a debacle. So why did it get to that point?
I can't say that they didn't intend for this site to go down like this, but they just didn't expect, like, they had to have expected the amount of users, and that's the biggest problem when dealing with this much data on a project like this. You have to consider scale, and there's a lot of companies out there that already do this very well. Google does it, Twitter does it, Facebook, and all of the above aforementioned companies have gone through growing pains like this over an amount of time. They've taken healthcare.gov and they've launched it from nothing to this completely self-service site where you can go on and sign up for your healthcare, and they're supposed to have this transactional system that pays out insurance companies. And this is a multi-month, multi-year project that they just seem to have pushed out in an untimely manner, and it's just it's a debacle.
Do you feel like it was motivated by political purposes in order to make sure that this gets done? It doesn't, you know, there's no lag time there, and it gives Republicans less time to really question and hold it up.
That's certainly what it feels like. A project like this, you have one chance to really show your audience that we can do this. And now there's severe trust issues with, you know, the public. You know, Consumer Reports stated that, you know, the site will get better. You should probably wait. There's a lot of concerns that maybe the site's going to be fraudulent. You know, your information's going to be out and open to the public or susceptible to hackers. And no one stated that. And that's just the nature of being online. But right now, it's painted in a very negative light, and they have a long way to go. But I don't think you can say that on November 30th, this is going to be out. It'll probably be better than the initial launch. But it's not going to be complete, and it's going to be an ongoing work in progress. You know, they're going to have to iterate and refine and make it
iterate.
Better.
You're going to have to iterate. But who was working on that initially? I mean, was this a Netscape project, or how did it? I mean, like how
it seems to me that it's been politically motivated, and they've taken. You know, the way the government works many times is they will have contractors bid on the work, or they'll base it on who has the most political contributions. And, you know, if they had asked any competent company from Silicon Valley, you know, they might have approached it differently and been able to throw the right number of persons and able bodies to work on this site in a right way. Mm-hmm. And it was a complete flop. Whatever team worked on this should be ashamed of themselves. And I'm sure they are. You know, nobody's proud of this website. Nobody's sleeping well at night. There's probably a lot of stress and anxiety held against impossible right. deadlines. You know, when you're working like this with a gun to your head, you know, it's not, you know, it's that very, that swordfish situation.
Well, and I have to say, I think it's pretty rare for somebody to pay a lot of money to, you know, a website organization, or, you know, a website creation organization that doesn't get the job done fully but charges you a lot of money. I think that's really right. rare to, wait, actually not. My question, though, we're talking, this is Sarcastic News Live, you're listening to he's a leading technology critic, Michael Clifford. I have a question for you, my man. Do you feel like, how much of it has to do with the state's cooperation? Because a lot of this does have to be in coordination from the federal government with the state governments. And it seems like some states, like California, you don't have quite as much problem because they just generally are more on board with the rollout of this policy in the first place. How much does that play a factor?
The state, the better experience for this right now is to go to your individual state's marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, they're already doing it better. They've been doing it better, and they're trying to consolidate all this functionality into one portal, and it's just not working. And, you know, a lot of it's because it was promised to be out, and they're meeting, you know, up against deadlines, and nobody's agreeing on it. You pull 10 people off the streets, you'll get 10 different opinions of what this means to the individuals. Certain states are going to cooperate, and other states aren't going to cooperate at all, and it certainly makes it more difficult. But like, I think across the board, the individual state marketplaces are much better experiences right now because they're smaller scale. You know, they're only catering to their state's needs.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned November 30th probably not going to have all the functionality that it needs. When do you think would be like a ballpark when all of the flaws are worked out and this is kind of in the past? When would you say is a good ballpark date that this is probably going to get fixed?
Well, it was somebody, I forget who it was. My apologies for not doing my thorough homework beforehand.
Don't ever come on Sarcastic News Live unprepared. I mean, this you've seen.
Somebody was quoted as stating that 40% of systems were operational, and this was somebody in, you know, Obama's administration, and, you know, whether they have their finger on the accurate pulse is I'm not clear on, but, you know, they don't even have these systems set up to pay out the insurance providers yet, and that's a big task in itself because you're taking multiple insurance companies and providers and having to, you know, build a common billing system to integrate with all of these. So there's accounting systems involved, there's billing systems involved, there's transactional systems, there's user profile management. If you're looking at 40% and we're, what, 10 days away from November 30th, I mean, you're really looking at, you know, this is, could be, you know, a 4, 5, 6 month project to really get this right. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they just make a WordPress or a blog?
An Excel sheet with a PayPal account?
Yes, or, you know, you can get little square readers on everybody's phone and just do it that way.
Well, I mean, yeah. And as far as the insurance companies getting paid, can't they just take a cut from, like, Flo's paycheck? I mean, can't we, like, I am annoyed as hell with her, but...
She is in a mansion right now, just
You're
flipping.
You're thinking of car
just
insurance,
swimming
though.
In money.
It's all the same. Doesn't Geico... Geico insures me for life.
She's progressive,
because
actually.
I don't have... Oh, it's the lizard. I fucked that lizard.
Dude, that gecko.
Geico lizard.
That gecko.
The gecko,
is,
yes.
So, if you had your power, Michael Clifford, this is my last question of the night for you. How much do you think this is really going to affect Obama and his legacy? Or do you think it kind of where, you know, he's got, he's got a couple more years left. So do you feel like this is going to just kind of wash over? Or do you feel like this is going to be part of his legacy and he'll remember it for rolling out a health care plan, a federally mandated health care plan without it really being prepared?
I don't think the website's going to, you know, make or break his legacy. You know, it really comes down to the Affordable Care Act, which people are so, it's such a polarizing topic. You know, there's people that can afford their insurance or that already have insurance to their companies and they're fine. There's people that don't have insurance, they can't afford it, you know, and it's really difficult for them. And then you have the many shades of gray in between, and there's going to be people that abuse the system, people that are going to really suffer, you know, depending on how much you're being penalized for not having insurance based on what your annual income is. It's going to be a mess across the board, and it's Obama's really pushing for it. He feels strongly for it, and I think for him to back down on it would be, you know, going back on things that he had promised, but now he's up against a really difficult situation to get this out, and the window to do so is shrinking quickly.
Right. That'll be the last word. Michael Clifford, thank you very much for joining us here on Sarcastic News Live. Thank you so much. You're a great man. Very knowledgeable. We appreciate you being on. And we will be right back here. We got a little fun game coming up with the Gettysburg Address. We thank Michael for joining us. Let me see if this still works. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It goes. My sound goes. I was going to play a little sexy crowd cheer for Michael, but it didn't happen. We'll be right back on Sarcastic News Live. Welcome back to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm with Jake the Snake Craney, and a new member of our Sarcastic News Crack Squad, Kat Radley. Kat Radley in the house, and we left it out last week, but we brought it back this week. It's wait, I have no fucking idea. We basically stole the title from NPR. They're wait, don't tell me, and then we just changed a couple words. We cursed and. I think it does accurately describe the game because honestly, we have no idea what the answer is, generally speaking. Now, Kat, she, as we mentioned, is a University of a Virginia graduate, which is not to be, she wants to disassociate herself from the Dave Matthews Band.
Yes. And she, even though I like them.
But she wants to associate herself with Thomas Jefferson, though. Mm-hmm. So,
who delivered the Gettysburg Address? So I have the advantage.
He delivered some things. So, Jake the Snake, will you be, by the way, who's sponsoring?
Well, tonight's...
I have no fucking idea.
Tonight's wait, I have no fucking idea is sponsored by, as you might tell, Bud Light tonight.
Really?
Bud Light.
Why pay $10 for several craft beers when you can get 30 terrible Bud Lights that you can easily chug? Bud Light... Purchasing our beer isn't the only bad decision you'll make tonight.
There we go.
Nice.
A nice 16th hole tap in for par right there.
Yeah, I recovered. I got up and down.
It's not easy, guys. Telling these jokes. All right. What do you got for us tonight?
So tonight, in honor of Abraham Lincoln, we're going to do a little Lincoln trivia / Gettysburg trivia. But let's all take just a second and get ready for our game. And that's enough of that.
Wait, I like how you have like this whole intro music and I have this for mine.
Dick. I still like yours better. I love that.
I like yours, though.
I think you could play them at the same time because I think they'd mesh well.
Let's do it. Let's do
it. Let's try
it. Let's do a little mix up. Ready?
Hang on. Go ahead.
No. You got to do yours first.
Derek. Spreckensy Dick.
Keep it going. Keep it going. One more time.
Derek. Spreckensy Dick.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad at all.
You should go on the road.
Yeah.
Derek. Spreckensy Dick.
Sorry, I got a little crazy with it.
I like that.
Hold on, I can stop this one. There we go. What if you just see us playing like Fresno bars? Like just you and I,
DJing.
Yeah.
But me in the background telling you what to play.
You're just giving us that icy glare. It's Kat, not Kathleen.
All right, guys, before we start tonight, let's get something clear here. Who are we playing for?
I am going to play for Men Go First at the Sarcastic News live show.
That's very clear.
She's about to talk, and I was like, come here. I'm the host. I'm playing for the Skid Row Studios. I'm playing for our lovely, our beautiful, our hardworking audio lady in the back, Mindy. Because Mindy, when I showed up here, was starving. She was without water. She was without food. I didn't know if she'd been involved in a typhoon.
She was drinking water from a sack.
Really? Seriously?
Like a bag of water.
It was bad.
Emergency water. It was like 2 ounces per pouch.
So I'm going to play for Mindy. I'm playing for Mindy tonight.
Kat, who are you playing for?
Well, in the spirit of the season, it is the holidays. I'm going to be playing for Toys for Tits.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is
one of my favorites.
Yep.
She's going to be handing out adult toys.
Don't forget about tits this holiday season.
You're going to be handing adult toys out to Hooters girls.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, in honor of the anniversary, let's get this started without any further ado of the Gettysburg Address this week.
Wait, you're saying there's been a do?
Abraham Lincoln trivia. Question number one.
Do we have to buzz in?
We'll just switch off who goes first. Question number one. Abraham Lincoln.
Not very competitive.
Was the first president to do all of the following except A, have a beard, B, be photographed at his inauguration, or C, create a strict exercise regimen.
He was the
first to do two of those things as president. One of them I made up.
Have a beard, restrict.
Be photographed at his inauguration and create a strict exercise regimen. Let's start with Kat Radley.
I'm going to say he was not the first president to have a beard.
Okay. Jane Lynch.
That creepy laugh. It's funny because you look like her. I would try to be different in order to disagree. I'm going to go with the... Actually, no, I'm not going to go with the beard. I'm going to go with the strict workout regimen.
Okay. Taking an early lead.
Fucking shit.
Justin Cross.
Yeah!
He was not the first to create a strict exercise regimen.
You hear that, Mindy? You're going to get some water after the show.
First president to have a beard, first president to be photographed at his inauguration. Question two.
Did you drink water to rub it in Mindy's face, by the way? Again.
64 ounces.
Mindy. Yeah, you want this?
Question two. All right. How many living descendants does Abraham Lincoln have?
7.
A, 0. B, 2. Or C, 116.
Ooh. You know what? Fuck it.
Ladies go first on the show. You're up.
Oh, now they do. I'm going to say 116.
116.
Yep.
I want to go 116 too, but history has proven that Kat is wrong. I'm going to go with 0.
Okay, correct answer. How many living descendants does Abraham Lincoln have? 0.
All day, all night, baby.
I was way
trying to come into my house.
Cross. Last descendant, by the way, died in like 1985.
Yeah, wow. But there's probably some out there they don't know about.
Perhaps. This is not Thomas Jefferson and your precious Thomas Jefferson.
I'm just saying.
He's going to start doing genetic testing to prove me wrong.
All right, question three. Still plenty of time for Kat to come back.
Don't try to keep us on track, Snake. You know the rules.
What was Abraham Lincoln's middle name?
Don.
A. Joseph.
Bob.
B. Whitfield. C. He didn't have one.
Rob Ford. I'm going to go... girls go first in the show.
Let's have you go first.
You're the
one that's leading right now. You go first.
What are my answers? What are my
Joseph, possible? Whitfield, or he didn't have one?
I'm going to go he didn't have one.
That's what I wanted to say, too. He didn't have one.
Okay. You're both correct.
Yeah.
Very long birth certificate. Abraham, he didn't have one, Lincoln.
I think he figured out that Kat was just, she realized that she needs to, she needs to rise. Yeah.
All right, we're 3-1 right now. Still time for Kat to come back. Question four.
How many questions we got?
18 questions. No. Okay. Question four. There's 5 questions.
All right.
All of the following are true about Lincoln, except A, he only had 18 months of formal education. B, he was a successful inventor and held over 20 patents. Or C, he was a bit disorganized and would carry important papers inside his stovepipe hat.
Kat, you go first.
I'm going to say he was not an inventor.
Justin Cross.
What was B?
Inventor.
Yeah, it was B. All right. He wasn't an inventor. I know this.
Okay. It was B. So we're at 4-2. But actually, he was an inventor, but he didn't have 20 patents.
Right. Yeah.
He did invent something. He had one patent. But anyway.
The answer was B.
The answer was B.
I have no chance to win this now, right?
Not true.
Not true.
No? Not true.
Sarcastic News Live.
Ready for this. Final question.
Not when you play for Toys for Tits.
Final question.
Yes, the tits need your help.
Yeah.
Justin, you of all people should know that.
They do.
In honor of the Gettysburg Address, how many words was Lincoln's famous Gettysburg Address? Closest to the number gets a point, but if you guess the exact number of words, automatically win the game.
Okay.
Justin, you're first.
That's ridiculous. So it's like guessing lotto numbers. I'm going to go with 61.
61
Wait,
words?
That's ridiculous.
Is he speaking for like 8 seconds? Is he ordering at Taco Bell?
He was tweeting it, actually. He was tweeting the Gettysburg Address. I'm going to go... it's something ridiculous, I think. Let's go... No, it was... he wrote it on a train. I remember that.
It's actually not true.
Shut up. 1,700.
1,700 words. Kat Radley.
267.
Oh my goodness, that was really close.
Was it 276?
Correct answer, 272. Kat Radley gets the point and for being so close.
No, you don't get to make up the rules.
It's the Wild West in here. It's the Wild West.
Play your music. So
I always liked you, Jake.
This is...
Kat Radley with the stunning comeback.
Just play your music. All right, now I feel good again.
Eric, Spreckensy Dick.
One more time.
Lincoln trivia.
One more time.
Eric, Spreckensy Dick.
I'm going to take a pillowcase and fill it full of bars of soap.
I don't know what that was. It gets wild and crazy on Sarcastic News Live.
Oh, man.
This is perfect. We got about 5 minutes left. We're going to go to break here and wrap it up. Mindy, I apologize. You are not going to be able to drink water next week, but... I lost on a technicality.
I can get you some sweet nipple clamps now.
You lost on a judge's ruling.
So can like 12 shows that come here.
These were founded by good people.
That's right. Oh, are you saying, no, the people who do the shows here are people. You guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live. We're going to be back in just a minute. And to wrap things up, if you have any final words, any parting words, 800-893-9562. My name is Justin Cross, and we're going to be right back on Sarcastic News Live. This will be real quick.
I'm a little bit jealous, I'm a little bit slow.
Just about 3 minutes left here on Sarcastic News Live. We appreciate you listening to us. I'm sure that Allison, Josh, and Austin, Jim in Santa Fe Springs were playing along with us during the Abe Lincoln Gettysburg Address game. And I want to thank my guest, Kat Radley, Jake the Snake Crane, as usual. Before we get going, though, I want you guys to make sure you check out. We've got more and more content. Kat is a new writer on the site. We've also got a number of other comedians here in L.A. who are writing for sarcastic-news.com.
Absolutely.
So go check out sarcastic-news.com.
It's the perfect name. It's sarcastic-news because it's sarcastic with just a dash of news.
That's right. And yeah, basically. And also...
That's funny.
Twitter. Didn't give me that love in the beginning. All right. Sarcastic, twitter.com/sarcasticnews1. We have a video going viral.
We do. Yeah, we do.
It's going crazy.
It's a really, really creative clip of me just
snickering.
Basically,
you can just hear yourself laughing in the background.
It's just me laughing to like a cell phone clip of Bill Belichick's interview from the other night, coach of the New England Patriots, which I'm glad to say we've got a little bit of that clip here that I want to close out the show by playing a little bit of that clip. Do you have it, Minnie?
I mean, every team in the league has fast receivers. They have good receivers. We're going to see good receivers next week. We saw good receivers last week in Pittsburgh. Receivers every week.
Is that him walking off? I think that's him walking off.
There's just a good like 20 seconds of silence, and then he just turns mechanically and walks away.
Just yeah. I think, do we have one more quick clip we can play? I think we got about just a minute left here, so I think Bill Belichick's gonna maybe play some. Is him basically.
Because all three of our backs contributed. We got production from all three of our backs.
All right, you can cut it. You can cut it.
He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit. That's what I like about him. Two people who do give a shit are joining us tonight: Jake the Snake Crane, Kat Radley. You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. Again. Sarcastic-news.com online. Daily content every day. Check us out on Twitter. We've got over 5,000 followers now. Twitter.com/sarcasticnews1. I guess you could just say at sarcasticnews1. I don't know. I'm old school. We're also on Facebook as well. Look us up.
It's
guys.
www.facebook.com.
Well, HTTP.
There you go. You can't forget that.
/
Don't want to fuck that
www.
Up.
www.
We are out. We're not going to be here next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We will be with our families, or as they call us, people we're related to.
Or cats.
Or cats. Yeah, just one of us, though. You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, Skid Row. We will see you December 4th. Have a good night.
See, I've been here for 28 years. Padded sweat beneath these wheels. Tattooed lines beneath our skin. No surrender, my Bobby G.